Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Let's get you started with what you need to know about the St. Louis area in the St. Louis All Local from KMOX. Today is Tuesday, August 20th. I'm Michael Calhoun, our top local story.
Covering Decision 2024.
As you've heard from CBS News, it's night two of the Democratic National Convention. Missouri Net's Ashley Byrd is there and has the latest for us.
It's standing room only at the United Center as delegates and guests ready for one of the most popular figures in the Democratic Party to speak, Michelle Obama. And oh yes, her husband too. The former president gives his blessing tonight after President Biden last night passed the torch to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Here at the DNC, Missouri delegates stand side by side with prominent politicians and celebrities and a hyper-energized atmosphere. Their mission, they tell me, is to bring this energy home and to mobilize the red state of Missouri. From the DNC in Chicago, Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
State Democratic Party Chairman Russ Carnahan describes the mood in Chicago.
Frankly, joy that we've seen from Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, our Midwestern neighbor to the north. I think they brought that joy back to politics, and people have had a lot of pent-up angst about this race, and we're hearing from the same old tired Trump ideas, and people are seeing on this split screen on television play out.
You could say it's Illinois night at the DNC. Governor J.B. Pritzker speaks in the 8 p.m. hour, Senator Tammy Duckworth in the 9 p.m. hour, just before the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, speaks. Why are some Republicans planning to be at this week's Democratic National Convention? Former Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he wants to signal to other conservatives that it's okay to take issue with Donald Trump.
I just feel uncomfortable in this party. It doesn't seem to be what I grew up with, and it's letting these folks know, look, there is permission this time to go vote Democratic. It's all right. It'll feel okay.
Kinzinger is on the schedule to speak on Thursday. It's been a busy day for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The Cardinals make a handful of roster moves today, activating infielder Matt Carpenter off the injury list and recalling first baseman Lucan Baker from Memphis. In corresponding moves, infielder Brandon Crawford is given his unconditional release, and outfielder Jordan Walker is returned to AAA. President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak explains why Walker's stint with the Cardinals ended so quickly.
He was swinging the bat really well down there and definitely wanted to take a look at what he's doing, where he's at. But as you look at sort of what we're facing over the next week and a half, he just wasn't going to get much playing time. And obviously someone of his age, still developing, if he's not playing, it doesn't make sense for him to be here.
The Cardinals open a series against the first place Brewers tonight. Our coverage begins at 5:50. At Busch Stadium, Matt Pauly, KMOX Sports.
The International Institute is asking for volunteers and donations to help assist with the influx of migrants and refugees coming to St. Louis. International Institute President Ari Obenson says they are taking in more refugees this year than originally projected.
We've received over 1,200 arrivals into St. Louis. We had projected 875, but we have largely exceeded that.
Obenson says that number does not include migrants from Latin countries and the Middle East. He says they're looking for donations of hygiene items and home items like kitchen tools and blankets. A complaint filed by the NAACP about inadequate reading levels amongst black students across St. Louis City and County. St. Louis NAACP President Adolphus Pruitt says he hopes schools across the region will agree to a plan to raise black student reading levels up to the state average by 2030. He adds he would also like increased testing for two disorders.
I have a big fear that those children who are suffering from dyslexic and ADHD are not being diagnosed within the district, period.
The Department of Revenue changes its procedure for Missourians to legally update their gender listing.
The previous form was removed from the department's website in all DMV offices across the state. Residents are now required to provide either a signed medical document from a surgeon stating that gender reassignment surgery has been done or through a court order. The executive director of Promo Missouri is demanding the DOR director explain the sudden shift in policy. A department spokesperson, however, tells the Missouri Independent the form is no longer needed. Anthony Moravith, Missouri Net.
Now, KMOX virtual consumer editor, Megan Lynch.
The FBI wants you to stop and think before you click on a link.
The agency is calling a new campaign, Take a Beat. It's a response to a common tactic of scammers to make victims think they have to act with urgency. Fraudsters may promise monetary gains or make victims fearful of consequences if they don't cough up money or credentials. The FBI says you should pause and assess whether something is legitimate before responding to any unsolicited offers or threats of legal action. According to the FBI's latest Internet Crime Complaint Center data, there have already been $1.6 billion in losses from January to May of 2024. That's nearly $300 million more compared to the same time last year.
Did you realize the new St. Louis Wildcare Park will offer glamping in 2027? That's basically glamorous camping. Regina Masaidi is vice president of animal care at the St. Louis Zoo, describes what you'll experience.
To wake up in the morning and walk outside of your cabin and see, you know, giraffe and zebra, just to wait, you know, with the sunrise. It's just, it can't get cooler than that.
She tells the Chris and Amy show construction is right on schedule. There will be 250 animals there. The KMOX business desk. We just had another data center announced for downtown.
The rise of artificial intelligence is driving power demand from data centers. That resulted in the biggest boost in power generation in the first half of the year, seen in more than two decades. The Energy Information Agency says solar power is expected to account for nearly 60% of the planned capacity for the rest of the year. Kimberly Adams, Bloomberg Radio.
Well, as we continue on KMOX, let's take you to Chicago, the United Center, where the Democratic National Convention is in its second day, second night of primetime speeches tonight. And joining us is St. Louis native, John Burroughs graduate, and the author of the Wake Up to Politics Substack, Gabe Fleischer. Thank you so much for being with us, Gabe.
Thanks for having me.
So Barack Obama, the former president, takes the stage tonight. What can we expect, do you think?
I think it'll definitely be an interesting moment. You know, throughout this campaign, Kamala Harris has been trying to harness, you know, the energy of 2008, you know, from Barack Obama's campaign. So I think we're going to try to see him try to inspire that energy, bring it to the hall tonight. You know, Harris was one of the earliest endorsers, one of the first Democratic officials to endorse Obama in the 2008 primary. So I think we'll see a lot of homages by Obama to their longtime relationship, you know, their spouses and families that have a relationship. So I'm sure he'll hear him kind of talk about that. And, you know, again, just like we saw with Joe Biden last night, this is, you know, again, more kind of, you know, Democratic Party elders kind of passing the torch to Harris, kind of the party's past, kind of passing it forward to the future.
Yeah, and President Biden's send-off got pushed pretty late last night, past the regular time of the local news. Do they expect to make any kind of changes tonight, maybe start earlier, shorten up some of the remarks, anything like that?
They do, yeah. I've been talking to some folks here, and we have been told they plan to start a little bit earlier, I believe at 5:30 Central Time tonight, hoping to start a little bit earlier. That's what they're telling us publicly. I'm sure behind the scenes as well, they are telling their speakers to stick to their allotted times. I believe last night it was all but two speakers went, like, far over their allotted time slots, so I'm sure they're putting pressure on people behind the scenes to actually stick to the time that they're being given.
Now, you mentioned this, the Democrats and the past and the passing of the torch. It's kind of a contrast, would you say, from what we saw at the Republican convention, where there was no George W. Bush or Dick Cheney or Mitt Romney or Paul Ryan.
It's true, yeah. I mean, you know, at the Republican Party, at the Republican convention was certainly, you know, very clear signs it was Trump's party. You know, I think also not as many attempts, I think, to highlight, you know, their kind of bench, not even just in terms of their past, but even their future. You know, it was very much kind of a Trump-centric show with Trump, with his family members, with, you know, UFC stars and other celebrity, you know, friends of his. Whereas, you know, here at the Democratic Convention, not only, as you say, you know, there's been, you know, we've had several former presidents. We'll have Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. You know, I believe even Jason Carter, Jimmy Carter's grandson, will be speaking, representing yet another former president. And then also, you know, many Democratic governors and senators also representing, you know, others of kind of their bench coming up. There's obviously some of that on the Republican side, but certainly a lot more kind of focused on Trump and the Trump family versus kind of the wider party bench.
What are some of the issues that are, you know, not just by those who are on the stage, but the delegates, especially those from the Midwest and Missouri and Illinois? What are you hearing are the big issues that people are concerned about?
Yeah, certainly on stage, you know, a few issues that have been emphasized. I mean, certainly abortion has come up again and again. We saw last night there was a few couples that were on stage telling their stories about abortion. That's certainly been a major issue. Of the delegates I've talked to a lot of young delegates in particular, trying to get a sense of what young voters are talking about. Again and again, the issue that comes up even broadly is the economy. Very specifically, housing is one issue that I've been hearing a lot of young delegates certainly talking about, and some, including some, not fully satisfied with what the Harris campaign has been doing trying to push them to have more of a clear message on housing, on affordability, on, you know, lowering prices in general, not just rent prices, but grocery costs and trying to reduce inflation. That is certainly, you see that in polls as the number one issue for young voters and all voters. And again and again, you know, the delegates I talk to, you know, many are from different constituencies, and you hear, you know, different issues attached to certain constituencies or other, but without you ask for long enough, and it doesn't take too long for it usually circles back to prices in the economy.
And it seems like the protests today are a lot quieter than they were yesterday.
Yeah, quieter than yesterday, and even yesterday was not nearly as kind of large as at least the organizers had been forecasting. You know, they were talking about 30,000, 40,000 protesters. Does not seem like they got quite to that number. There was a brief incident where, you know, there was one kind of security perimeter gate that was breached. Police had it under control very quickly, and that was kind of neutralized. And yeah, today it's been fairly quiet as well. So certainly, you know, there's been protests and there's been some presence there, but a lot smaller than kind of organizers had said beforehand.
Well, thank you so much for getting us up to date from Chicago, Gabe Fleischer of Wake Up to Politics. Thanks, Gabe.
Great talking to you.
Download the Odyssey app and stay up to date on KMOX. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michael Calhoun.